This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden told Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he expects significant de-escalation on Wednesday in its military confrontation with Palestinians amid intense efforts to reach a ceasefire. Airstrikes and rocket fire continue in Gaza in the conflict that has since May 10th claimed more than 225 Palestinian lives, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, and killed 12 people in Israel, according to police there. As diplomatic efforts intensify, Germany says its top diplomat is heading to Jerusalem for talks on Thursday. The U.S., a key Israel ally, has repeatedly blocked adoption of a joint U.N. Security Council statement calling for a halt to hostilities. It said Wednesday it would not support a proposed resolution calling for a ceasefire, saying it could undermine efforts to de-escalate the crisis. U.S. military officials also said Wednesday Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin urged de-escalation during a call with his Israeli counterpart, but underscored his continued support for Israel's right to defend itself. The UN Security Council on Wednesday issued a unanimous declaration underlining the need to increase COVID-19 assistance to Africa, in particular by boosting vaccine supplies. The Security Council is expressing concern that Africa has only received 2% of all vaccines administered globally. The Council backs the COVAX sharing program, which provides vaccine for poorer countries, and appealed for accelerated donation of safe and effective vaccine doses from developed economies. This is VOA News. Brazil's Supreme Court ordered an investigation of the country's environment minister, Ricardo Salles, as police raided his offices Wednesday, targeting a timber trafficking scheme allegedly involving him and other top officials in President Jair Bolsonaro's government. Federal police claim to have evidence Salles and other environmental officials were involved in an extremely serious scheme to facilitate the trafficking of rainforest products. Salles has been one of the most controversial figures in Bolsonaro's government and has presided over a surge of deforestation in the Amazon rainforest. The U.S.'s top medical official says all kids in the United States will likely be able to get COVID-19 vaccinations by the end of this year or early next year. Health officials in the U.S. earlier this month cleared the way for Pfizer's vaccine for children aged 12 and older, but have yet to roll out anything for elementary school ages and younger. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said Wednesday, all people would probably need a booster shot within a year or so after getting the primary shot. Pfizer's chief executive said Wednesday it's likely needed between 8 to 12 months, but many scientists question the need for COVID-19 booster shots due to a lack of data. A top European Union negotiator said Wednesday a deal is shaping up to bring the United States back into the nuclear deal with Iran, citing progress in efforts to break an impasse. But Enrique Mora says there are still things that need to be worked out after chairing talks between Russia, China, Germany, France, Britain, and Iran. Indirect negotiations between Washington and Tehran have been going on in Vienna since early April, with the other five countries in the deal talking directly to Iran. Senior diplomats from the E3, made up of France, Germany, and Britain, echoed the EU on Wednesday in a statement saying they now are beginning to see what a final deal could look like and that this is different from the last meeting. Iran has also said the talks are on the right track. The various sides are due to meet again in the Austrian capital early next week. And thousands of people were forced to evacuate Wednesday from a neighborhood of Germany's financial capital, Frankfurt, following the discovery of a massive World War II bomb. City authorities said 25,000 people were evacuated from a densely populated area after a 500-kilogram bomb was uncovered during construction work. People sheltering at a skating rink nearby expressed concern about the latest discovery of a World War II bomb, which still occurs regularly 76 years after the war's end. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.